My bedroom seemed bare without the horse pictures. Small holes from the thumbtacks zigzagged up and down the walls. Tio Paolo would have a fit when he saw them. Never mind Tio Paolo. I tucked the pictures carefully into my backpack. "You're going straight to America with me," I told them. Everything was packed now, everything ready. I was more than ready, too, wearing stiff new jeans, a coral shirt, my favorite color, and a banana clip that held back my bundle of hair. My outfit had taken almost all the dinero I'd saved for my entire life. "You look perfectly lovely," I said to myself in the mirror, then shook my head. "English, Liddy, speak English." I started over. "You look very..." What was that miserable word anyway? Niece? Who could think with Tio Paolo downstairs in the kitchen, pacing back and forth, calling up every 2 minutes, "You're going to miss the plane!" I took a last look around at the peach bedspread, the striped curtains Tisha, Luisa, and I had made, the books on the shelf under the window. But I had no time to think about it. There was something I wanted to do before I left. I rushed downstairs, tiptoeing along the hall, past Tio Paolo in the kitchen, and stepping over Gatto, the calico cat who was dozing in the doorway. Out back, the field was covered with thorny flowers the color of tea, and high grass that whipped against my legs as I ran. I was late. Too bad for Tio Paolo. He'd have to drive more than his usual 10 miles an hour. I whistled, and Cavallo, the farmer's bay horse, whinnied. He trotted toward me, then stopped, waiting. I climbed to the top of the fence and cupped my fingers around his silky brown ears before I threw myself on his back. "Go!" I pressed my heels into his broad sides and held on to his thick mane. "Last time." We thundered down the cowpath, stirring up dust. My banana clip came off, and my hair, let loose, was as thick as the forelocks on Cavallo's forehead. We reached the blue house where we'd lived when Mamaya was alive. I didn't have to pull on Cavallo's mane. He knew enough to stop. The four of us had been there together. Mamaya, my older brother Rafael, my father, and me. And it was almost as if Mamai were still there in the high bed in her room, linking her thin fingers with mine. "The three of you will still belong together, Liddy. You'll make it a family." Shaking my head until my hair whipped into my face, I had held up my fingers. "There are four of us, Mamai. Four." I remembered her faint smile. "Ay, only 7 years old. But still, you're just like your father, the horseman." Just like Pi. 2 weeks later, Mamai was gone, flown up to the clouds to watch over us from heaven, Tisha Luisa said. And Pi and Rafael went off to America, leaving me with Tisha Luisa and Tio Paolo. I still felt that flash of anger when I thought of their leaving without me. I ran my fingers through Cavallo's mane. "I'm going now, Mamai. Pi has begun to race horses at a farm in America, and there's room for me at last. Pi and Rafael have a house." "Goodbye, Blue House." The sound of my voice was loud in my ears. "Goodbye, dear Mamai." Tio Paolo was outside in the truck now, blasting the horn for me. "Pay no attention to him," I whispered to Cavallo. Cavallo felt the pressure of my knees and my hands pulling gently on his mane and turned. We crossed the muddy Rio, my feet raised away from the splashes of water, and climbed the slippery rocks, Cavallo's heels clanking against the stone. In the distance, between his yelling and the horn blaring, Tio Paolo sounded desperate. Suddenly, I was feeling that desperation, too. We had to go all the way to San Paolo to catch the plane, but I was determined. 5 minutes, no more. "Hurry!" I told Cavallo. Up ahead was the curved white fence that surrounded the lemon grove. The overhanging branches were old and gnarled, the leaves a little dusty, and the lemons still green. Pi, my father, had held me up the day he'd left. His hair was dark, his teeth straight and white. "Pick a lemon for me, Liddy. I'll take it to America," I'd reached up, and pulled at the largest lemon I could find.
"When I send for you, you'll bring me another," he'd said.